It is time to head to Jaisalmer, India, and to bring in our good friend Arjun Singh as we go around the world. Good day, Arjun.
Hello. Yes. Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm trying my best to be on Skype, but because of sandstorms and sandy winds, so I think the network is not working, the speed of internet, so that's why I'm not able to be on Skype.
But the mobile network is working.
Yeah, mobile is okay, but not the internet speed.
Huh, okay. So that's that makes a big difference, and it's not as though there are landlines. So, No, but that's something that people don't even think about here anymore. You know,
sometimes the mobile network, it's okay, but the internet speed is a problem because of that sandy winds. We have some towers close to the town, but there's no speed, then you can't work on the internet. But thank God that the network is working, so everything is fine. For the last complete week, we have a sandstorm, so it was complete. The sand is everywhere, even on the roads, at the homes, in the schools, classrooms, and everywhere. So the ladies are so frustrated because they hear the women, they just, when they wake up in the morning, they just clean the houses and they find the buckets full of sand. So very frustrating time, especially for the women. For me personally, I think because I don't have to clean my home. So the temperature is decreased right now. It's not as hot as it was a couple of weeks before. So I can't taste the extreme heat. The heat is fine here. Okay, and you can just go out and you can just do all your work and even in the market or in the school. So. Temperature is fine. It's just like below 100 or sometimes like 100 or 105. It's okay because it was 122 and 124 a couple of weeks before. So everything is fine with the temperature, but the sand. And I think it must, because if there is no rain or there is no sandstorm, then it's not easy to just to have a normal temperature. So I think it's good for the people here because for a week we suffered a lot. But today, even today when I woke up in the morning, it was a bit windy, but there was no sand because I think for the last 4 weeks, the sand was in the whole atmosphere right now, and now it's back to the earth, and everything is fine now.
So you're the only one. So women are the only ones who clean, basically?
Oh, yes, women, because in our culture, in our traditions, the women, they just clean the houses, and we don't have, like, the people working in the houses there, the people, they don't have the maids or like that. So only all the women who, like mothers and sisters and aunts, and they just always wake up in the morning and what they first do is after having a cup of tea, they just clean the whole house. It's like that. But even in the streets or in the roads, we have some employees from the municipal corporation, but the problem is not there because the sand which comes directly to your home, and then you have to keep it clean because the people, they have like marbles and the tiles and all those things. So if the sand is there, you can see that. In the streets, in the road, it's fine there. And so the women are especially very, very busy in this month cleaning their houses everywhere. The dust is there because we have lots of windows in our houses just because of the hot temperature here. The people, all the traditional houses or new houses, when they keep all the windows everywhere. Even in a one room, you have five or six windows. So in this special time when we have sandstorms, the whole house becomes full with the sand. So the women, they are really very, very frustrated and very, they work hard because from early morning they clean, and then they again clean in the afternoon, and then before sleeping in the evening, they also clean it. So every time you see them with the brooms and all those things, cleaning their houses and taking the sand out of the home.
Right. I'm just amazed, you know, I'm sure you pay, I know you pay attention to things that are going on here, and I just can't imagine sending, you know, if I sent an 18-year-old girl over there to you, how do you think they'd make out? Or 23-year-old, or 27-year-old.
As my personal experience, when you go in a modern towns or like in Jodhpur, or in Jaipur, or in Delhi, in shops I saw some vacuum cleaner. And if you come to Jaisalmer, you will not find even a single vacuum cleaner in the home, because if it's very dusty in your home, and if you start that vacuum cleaner, it becomes more dusty and more sandy in your house, becomes full of sand. So the people, they don't use that kind of vacuum cleaners. They just take a room, and then they clean it slowly and slowly, because if you don't, it because most of the people, they have problems like health issues like asthma and stone in the kidney. It's just because of that that thin and very, very mild type of sand, and that comes in your body with the air and all those things. So so things are very changed here. You can't do it like in a metropolitan cities, because the people, they have all those kind of modern equipment and they clean it. Here, still, what they were using 100 years before, the same thing, they are still using the same method to clean their homes.
Yeah, no, I think I am all for tradition. I also know that if you put a vacuum cleaner right smack in the middle of a bunch of sand, what you will do is you will burn out the motor really quickly, because you know, it's not going to suck.
Well, if you put a teenager in a bunch of sand, you'll run out of a motor very quickly.
That is true. But what I'm just,
and you know, and the problem with the teachers, like for me, being a teacher, the problem with me is that in the morning, with all the students, they come to the school, but they don't want to come in the school campus. They stay out of the boundary and they wait that who goes first, because they have to clean their classroom, because we don't have like peons or the people cleaning the classroom, because the students, they have to just clean their classroom. So at the night, it becomes completely sandy, and the whole classrooms are full with the sand. So in the morning, I see some very cunning and clever students waiting out of the school campus and just keeping an eye on the class there, that who comes first. Because some very obedient and some very disciplined, or I can say honest students, they come and then they say, yes, sir, we will clean the classrooms. Otherwise, some cunning and some very, I can say not very intelligent, but some very sharp students, they stay out of the school campus and they wait till the classroom gets clean, and then they come in.
That is very cunning. I just, again, I just, I am just, I just marvel at the cultural expectation differences. As you get to bigger and bigger cities, though, is, do you have women basically demanding to be treated equally?
Oh yes, sometimes when it's happening with the time, it's changing, and I think we have some women there. They are working, so they don't have time to clean the house and then to go for a work. So they ask for assistant, for help. But the problem is that the small town like here in Jason, where you can't have the women working for you. So sometimes, but if you just work for like men, there are some men. I have some friends, and there are women working there. So what do? They just help them in the night, because they want people to see the cleaning the houses. So they think it's against the culture, because if a man cleans a house, so the people make fun of him. So some of my friends, they do it at night, so nobody can see them. But in open, they can't do it. They don't want to do it. So definitely, like right now, Anita was working, but right now she's not, because he was working on a contact basis, and now the government, they just didn't just regularize them. So she's now out of job and from this school session. So she's not going to the school, she's at home. So that's why she can do it. Otherwise, she definitely needs an assistant, because she can't do it in our new home. It's a big one. We have some two or three rooms, and so she needs help. But right now, she's not going to the school, so she's free. So I can say if you are working and then you have to keep your house clean, so it's not easy for them, and they need help. But the thing is that you can't have the women or the men working for you, because here we have some big hotels, and even the people working in these hotels, they are not from Jaisalmer. They come from other states, like from Nepal and all those other, maybe we have lots of people like from Nepal, they are working here in the hotels there. So it's not very easy to find a person for you to keep the house clean. The other thing is that the men, most of the ladies, they take the help of their girls, like daughters or sisters. They start cleaning from age of 12 to 13 to 14, and they teach them, and so they help them a lot. If you have a girl in your home, like unfortunately we don't have that, my brother and me, we don't have a girl, especially the dear brother and his cousin brother, they are not taught, because my mother, she doesn't like it. So it's very tough for brother's wife and for Anita, because they all have to clean it out, and my mother definitely helps them, but she is now getting old, so she is not as active as she was. So it's a big problem, but hopefully the time will come when the people will come out of their home and they will say, we need job to clean houses and all those things, and then these ladies will get some kind of help from them.
All right. Thank you very much. And I hope, well, how long, the Marshall, we are out of time, but I hope the sandstorm ends soon because I just wouldn't even want to deal with it.
Hello.
All right, Arjun, we'll speak to you next week.
Hello.
That is Arjun Singh and Around the World.